got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You mentioned checks earlier, Puss, and it reminded me how, you know, we always say we never go into banks anymore, and I had to go visit a buddy of mine at a bank yesterday, and
because he works there.
Yeah, well, he runs it, and I come walking up, and it's after the nap, so it's a hat and sunglasses, and I walk up, and there's a big sign on the door. It says,
"You cannot change
or hats
or hats."
It says
yeah.
Hat or sunglasses. So I realize I'm not going to get shot when I walk in there, but I walk in, I go, man. I said, do I take off the hat? He goes, nah. I said, Jesus. It says right away, you can't walk in here with a hat or sunglasses on.
And the last time I was
got a hat on
at the bank, there was a placard there that clearly said, yeah, take your hat and your sunglasses off.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
But I didn't take the hat off. And nobody yelled at me when I walked in. I left my sunglasses on in the lobby, too, for a second. But nobody took me down.
They're probably not going to give you
I didn't look that dangerous.
I think it was you that told me about that, Todd. And I still have not yet experienced it for myself.
Oh, the no hat and sunglasses. Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I walked into a lobby of a bank.
Yeah. They still exist.
I won't even deal with the actual tellers. If I can go to the ATM at the drive-thru,
I've done that.
I'll just go to the ATM and do it
myself.
Oh,
I do that. Yeah, I definitely do that.
Yeah. I will comply.
We hate personal interaction.
I don't go into the bank very often. So
I had to go meet with them.
They wouldn't know me.
Other than that, yeah.
Usually any banking that has to be done, my wife does that because I'm not very useful.
That's right, you're not useful.
I did almost have to go into the bank that day that Todd gave me the check that the ATM couldn't decipher.
because his handwriting was horrible.
Yes. Yeah. But when you slide it in the machine and it now automatically says, oh, it's for this much, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just went, it kind of cycled for a second and went, what? How much is that for?
Huh?
Oh, it's for this much.
I don't think I write that sloppy when I write out a check, but apparently I do.
I guarantee I write sloppy, so I haven't even tried it with my checks.
All right, Jim says the documentary Star Trek shows there will be a future without currency. Because if you watch Star Trek, money rarely changed hands.
There's no money in what's my guilty pleasure I watch? Seth MacFarlane one. Oh, Orville. Yeah, there's no money in that.
Oh, no, okay.
Everything just exists.
I do recall, there may not be any currency changing hands, but there were some Quatloos being wagered when Kirk was fighting. It was
you can tell me that.
A gladiator thing. Yeah. 15,000 Quatloos on the newcomer.
Is that when the midget made him fight? That episode? Or the midget made him kiss?
Yeah.
That's right. Now, midget was the assistant to the main guy. Made the guys kiss, right?
Oh, yeah.
In that episode. Yeah, I know my Star Trek.
Yeah, he was kind of a little control freak.
Right.
Yeah, well, this one...
he made him. That was when he kissed the black chick, the first interracial kiss ever.
The one I'm thinking of is they're back in... it's just almost like Ancient Bro.
Okay, I remember that one too. Yeah.
And they're having a little sparring match, and, you know, it's Kirk against the world. I won't tell you how it ends.
Don't
want to spoil anything.
Thank you. It was on this date in 1973... You might remember where you were when the Miami Dolphins defeated the Washington Redskins in Super Bowl VII.
Yeah, my dad told me about that.
The Dolphins' victory completed the only undefeated season in NFL history.
I remember, I'm not going to lie, I remember that team. And I remember, a couple years after that, and it's so funny to think about if you're a younger fan of football. Everybody hated the Dolphins because they were so good and so dominant and undefeated. They were like annoying as hell. And, 30 years of not doing dick, that goes away. Let's hope that happens to the Patriots.
Yeah, and don't kid yourselves, Patriots fans. That is the only undefeated season.
Yes, it is.
In NFL history.
Yeah, right. Stop that.
Because they won the Super Bowl.
You're right.
Right. You got to finish it out.
Right.
Yeah. You got to win your playoff games. You got to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Thanks, Eli.
But I think it was just a total of 16 games, right?
It was 16 total, yes.
Or 17.
No, 14 regular season games, 17. Yeah, I think it was 17. Yeah. I think they were 17-0. You're right.
Still, whatever.
Yep.
That's the only
they would
one
have
that counts.
It is the only one. That's something stupid. Speaking of sports, how about they finally saying, hey, the Astros, you cheated. They fired everybody, man. Of course they cheated. How about take away their national, their World Series? How about we do that?
Vacate that win?
If you know a fastball's coming, you're on that pitch, man. You know a curveball's coming, you're on that pitch. I know stealing signs has been around forever, but if you get caught,
it's not illegal.
Not that kind. Not that, but not that kind.
Stealing signs.
Using technology.
Technology is illegal, right?
Electronically.
Yeah.
And it should be.
And they show the guy, he's sitting back there. I love that. My favorite part about the story is he's sitting back at a card table, has a video feed to that camera, and the technology they used was he just hit a trash can next to him. That was it. I guess it was just because that wouldn't make any. You couldn't put a bell out there or a ding. So somebody figured that out. The trash can's gonna go, somebody's pounding the trash can.
Okay, if you've pounded the trash can, what that meant? Fastball was coming.
Whatever he pounded. I don't know the actual signals he sent out with the trash can, but fastball, curveball, basically. Yeah.
So it could have been too complicated. It was one or the other.
Yeah, it had to be one or the other, right?
And the batter could hear it.
And the dude that runs the batter could hear it then. Yeah, the batter could hear it.
It was just into the tunnel back towards the clubhouse.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's in the dugout.
Right. Yeah, just barely into the tunnel.
But audible.
To the batter, yes. Yeah.
If you knew what to listen for, you could hear it.
But Cora, the guy that manages the Red Sox, he was on that team.
And said he's going to get pinched.
Yeah, he should get pinched. Take away the Red Sox World Series.
Well, because they said his might be worse because he did it with the Astros and with the Red Sox.
God. Cheaters. God, what's up with
as a player, though? They're not punishing any of the players.
No, but Cora, he was the bench coach with the with the Astros, and now he's the head coach with the Red Sox.
Yeah, he's part of the managerial staff. Well, they fired everybody.
It's crazy. Well, yeah. Well, the guy.
Well, Houston fired the manager and the general manager.
Yeah. I love the fact that the owner was like kind of saying it's a tough day. You don't think the owner know this? I do.
Of course he did.
Owners know everything.
They probably insulated him enough to where he had
plausible deniability. I agree with that part of it.
Yeah.
But he did fire them so they could say.
Well, they were fired because the commissioner of baseball said that they were going to be suspended for the entire season coming up.
Yeah, so they said, we can't use you. Yeah, we're not going to bring you back.
Astros also have to give up a couple of first-round draft picks and $5 million.
Mm-hmm. It's not like that jackass Sean Payton who could set out 16 games and have. I think that situation, Sean Payton was allowed to visit during the week, and this guy would have just had to go to the Bahamas for a year.
No, I don't think. I think Payton was banned from the building.
Yeah,
the
he
year.
Was. Yeah.
He was not allowed.
No,
not in the facility at all.
No, that's the same thing with players. If you're on suspension, you're not allowed in the facility at
all.
No,
not even in a booth.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, so Alex Cora now with Boston expected to get disciplined for his role as well.
I should know this. But,
spank him.
Former University of Omaha quarterback Marlon Briscoe was on the 72 Dolphins.
Yes, he was.
As a wide receiver.
Wide receiver, right. Wide receiver, yeah. And ask him about it. He'll tell you.
How bad?
And you'll be there for 4 hours. Great man.
He's a mean poker player.
Great man.
Let me tell you that.
And he can talk.
Is he?
He is.
And he can talk.
I've played with Marlon in some celebrity poker games, and he is always at the final table.
So no Astros players are going to be suspended.
They're all involved, though.
But that's why.
Oh, because they're all
involved. Because, quote, assessing discipline of players for this type of conduct is both difficult and impractical. It's difficult because virtually all of the players had some involvement or knowledge of the scheme, and the commissioner said he's not in a position, based on the investigative record, to determine with any degree of certainty every player who should be held accountable or their degree of culpability.
Well, they all knew.
And a reminder, Pete Rose is still not in the World Series because he bet on his team to win.
The Hall of Fame.
Well, I think they also said that the commissioner, you know, a couple of years ago had put out a warning saying, hey, if you're doing this, stop. Right. And if you're doing this and we catch you, we're going to, the team is going to be the one that gets in trouble, not the players.
I think Major League Baseball is just lucky that that they lost a couple of Senators beat them, whatever. Not the Senators, the Nationals. Beat them, right? That's who they beat in the World Series, right?
Sure.
Yeah. No, Houston's. Yeah, they beat Houston this year, didn't they?
I think that was in the Championship Series, not the World Series.
No, because
they're both NL, aren't they?
No.
Houston's American League.
Used to be NL. Yeah. They're American League now.
Listen to you, old man.
Yeah.
I knew they'd switched, but I forgot which way it went.
Yeah. That's what you always tell them. I knew you switched on me, but I forgot which way it went.
And it's not old guy Todd. It's barely pay attention to baseball guy.
Yeah, okay, then shut up.
I mean, I get enough to know a little bit.
No, I still have to remind myself that, Houston's now in the American League.
Kentucky State Police say that a couple of General Motors employees were busted in Bowling Green after a trooper caught them racing in new Corvettes, test Corvettes.
Like, man, it'd be too easy to do that.
Yeah, if you got access to the new Corvettes.
Right.
About 11:20 in the p.m.
Yeah, they did after hours, obviously, too, you know?
Yeah.
Was it on a test track or on the street?
Yeah. No, they were turning onto Lover's Lane.
Where was this?
Three Corvettes in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, that's where they make them.
Three brand-new Corvettes racing down the street.
2020 Corvette. Two of them were racing. The third wasn't.
In the dark.
I'm going to guess that's not the first time that's happened.
No.
It always reminds me of Ferris Bueller, when he drops off that car, and then I swear, and I'm telling you, I might have been under the influence, but I wasn't that drunk. That I dropped off a car at a casino in town years ago, through that, you know,
the valet.
Yeah, the valet. And when I picked it up, there was 30 miles on it, and I kept looking because I remember that movie so much. I used to check. Thinking, because it was a nice car I had at the time. I'm thinking, I'll check this.
So you paid attention to the mileage when you gave it to the valet?
I did, and I wasn't drunk because I wasn't driving. My wife was with me, but I looked over and I said, man, but you know what? I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. But not enough to bitch because the car was fine, and I wasn't sure. I didn't take a photo. But I'm thinking some dude took it for a joyride, and I didn't know.
See, there's the beauty in driving a vehicle nobody wants.
Right. Nobody wants to take a 2007 pickup out for a little ride.
My car was brand new at the time, so I think it might have been somebody might want to do that.
Check it out. It doesn't have that much rust.
That is a kick-ass topper.
Well, that'd be the car you should take for a joyride, the one with rust. Nobody's going to check that out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. It had 80,422, not 80,422.
Yeah, but at that point, it's not a joyride. It's just a ride.
A ride, right.
There's no joy in that.
Guy put his Uber sign up and used it for while you're in a casino.
One of the vets got over 100 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. The other one, 120 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone.
Yeah, they're fast cars,
man. The third Corvette not participating in the racing.
Who are the three dudes? Just line workers?
Oh, no, they are engineers or something.
Oh, so I was just saying, somebody had access to the keys and the way to take them out. So
yeah.
Big boys, they get fired?
A little higher.
What a way to
chain.
Lose your gig. Engineers at a car company are making good money, man.
They probably didn't get fired if they're good engineers.
I don't know who they are.
Disciplined.
They probably got disciplined, right?
GM said, we're aware of an incident involving our test vehicles and currently investigating. Safety remains, blah, 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 you know.
I was under the impression they had a track right there in Bowling Green.
They probably do, but...
But it's more fun to race on the streets.
Yeah, why not?
Go kick those kids' ass. Make $12.
Yeah.
Fast and furious.
Ryan used to race his... I don't know what year it was, but it was a Chevy Lumina.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was back with all the street racers.
Down by the airport in our town?
Being a badass. No, it was out in the western portion of our town.
All right.
Was he the one that they'd pat on the head and go, sure, you can come race with us. Chevy Lumina.
He said he won every once in a while. But not against the souped-up Honda Civics and the other fast and furious folks of the world.
Right. They had a four-foot spoiler on the back
of their
Chevy.
Was there a hot
Chevy
Asian
Lumina?
Chick with a flag every time?
Every time.
Like with a scarf? Yeah. Hot Asian chick with a scarf
That's
saying
what
go?
He told me there was kind not.
I know you can't swing about that in a hot Asian chick in a western part of this city.
Not an unattractive woman at all. Hanging out with the street racers.
No, there was.
Put some nitrous in that Chevy Lumina.
Chick standing on the sideline with Burger King bags. Don't give me that. They were not hot Asian chicks.
Scarf, box of fries, whatever.
She throws her fries in the air. Well, she's not going to do that. She can't waste
maybe
the fries.
One fry. Not the whole box.
Right. God.
What, Craig?
We're too insensitive for Craig?
I don't think it was that.
No, this is a different story.
The audience sounded like it sounded like it.
I'm not paying attention to you.
He's reading ahead.
You moved on.
Yeah, he's reading ahead.
It was pretty insensitive.
Not paying attention to us at all.
I apologize for that rap. It was funny.
Yeah.
I don't, actually.
7-year-old Georgia boy is a dumbass, swallowed his AirPods he got for Christmas.
Oh, my God. They're pretty swallowable. Swallowable.
You'd know.
Because they're smoothed over.
Are they,
But you don't, why'd you swallow them?
I don't know. I don't care if you're seven.
Now,
you
got to
know
though,
better than to swallow those things.
The Bluetooth is on. You could hear him in his stomach.
Well, he was afraid that if he got too close to his phone, the devices would connect.
That would be the best part.
And it would start playing inside him. Apparently, he was afraid of that, but that didn't happen.
He pooped it out?
Are they waiting for
him? Yeah,
my son has those. They round it off, and they're going to slide right out your ass.
So, that's what they were waiting. They should pass through in a few days.
So you got to poop in a baggie? You can't get those things wet.
First of all, I would think you'd want to crank the tunes up now just to make sure you know where they're at. Follow the phone down, listen for the sound.
Feel the vibration.
Right. You start hearing the tunes in the toilet, you're done. Right.
You walk up to your buddy and you open your mouth and there's tunes coming out. That would be novel.
Those things are like 100. The best ones are like 140 bucks. So his parents are kind of pissed at that dumbass.
I would encourage you to do that, but
the best ones are 100 or 250.
Yeah.
Really?
Who buys your 7-year-old?
Well, who knows? They were his.
Yeah, that's the question.
That's the question.
These are the tiny ones, the little pods, right?
Yeah.
He got them for Christmas.
I got them for
swallowed
my son.
Swallowed the AirPod.
They're like 150, 160.
There's not
the
much
one,
to
the
them.
New ones are 250.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're smaller.
The pros. The AirPod Pro, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my son was older. He knows not to swallow them.
I'm too deaf for them to be effective because I got a pair that came with, I think the iPod Touch that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
They threw in a pair of those, but I need over-the-ear headphones.
Yeah.
No, you got the cheap corded earphones that come with the iPod. Those things are...
Yeah,
no,
the cheap ones don't
work. I think these are Bluetooth.
Does it come in a little case? Expensive-looking case?
They don't give those for free.
They don't.
You got to pay extra.
Okay, these may be the ones that you have to plug in.
Yeah, they are. They don't sound as
and
good.
Those are junk. They've always been junk.
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
I think most headphones, till Dre came along, were junk. Because the source is junk.
If you have good ears, everything sounds good.
No, the digital stuff is quite compressed, and you can't actually tell the difference. Somebody's got a nice turntable.
Oh, yeah, of course you can now.
A nice piece of vinyl.
A nice piece of vinyl.
But we've compromised a lot of that. So we could put more
stuff. I should go. I'm going to go vinyl this year.
You've been talking about that for since the Bitcoin. You're going vinyl when you go Bitcoin.
Okay.
A guy in Georgia on death row wants to be executed by firing squad.
Is that an option in Georgia?
I'm not sure. His execution date not set. I'll look into that and find out. But, somebody else wants to have a firing squad.
Not allowed in the Deadpool, by the way, if your man is on death row and he's famous.
Well, if he dies.
Oh, if he dies.
Yeah.
Thanks to the state.
Right.
Oh, it does count then, right? That's right.
Yeah. If he died from anything else other than the state killing him.
Yeah, like a broomstick.
Yeah.
For instance.
Yes, right.
He goes with death by
then
broomstick.
Then that would count.
Yeah. That counts.
Yeah, but not the state saying, hey, we're going to kill you, and then they do.
Right.
That doesn't count.
Right.
Out of Oregon, 37-year-old Andrew Fry apparently made a series of outbursts and then began masturbating in an Oregon restaurant, according to the Oregonian.
That's how we all masturbate, right? Series of outbursts and we start masturbating.
Sure. Well, at least that's how we do it at the restaurant.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. That's how
you warn people.
That's how I get myself worked up.
Police were called, but they were unable to subdue Mr. Fry with a taser. It took 15 officers to finally take him into custody and stop him from pleasuring himself. He really liked it.
Or some really good meth.
He later...
Did he continue to masturbate while the cops pummeled him?
Apparently.
Because he liked it?
Since it took 15 officers to stop him from pleasuring himself.
Wow.
He later reportedly told authorities that he took meth and couldn't remember the incident.
Man. That's almost admirable.
Yeah, I mean, you do have to kind of admire that.
So he screamed out and started masturbating.
Everybody, be quiet! Todd's about to masturbate!
Todd brings somebody with him.
And there's no amount of tasering that's going to stop me. He's now booked on charges of public indecency, theft of services, resisting arrest.
Funny, he was tasing, got tased and enjoyed that part of it.
I would think the tumescence would go away once you got tased. But, you know, if you're full of meth, you may be impenetrable.
Meth is a crazy drug taken in too many quantities, whatever. That's a bad term there. Because,
which is any.
You could take meth and be up all night and just play solitaire, or you could take meth all week and masturbate in a restaurant. There are ways you can do meth, but you should, and then Dr. B is going to yell
at us.
Don't
do drugs, kids.
But don't do drugs.
Right. But do take advice from the show, and if you have to, right there, masturbate in a restaurant, whatever instructions you gave there were absolutely perfect.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.